Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah, man, we were all jealous, wishing we were in Vegas last night to watch the Raiders in that absolutely gorgeous, I got to see it, stadium, and the Dolphins. The worst tease is, I know the Dolphins are going out there to play. That's the worst part, and I know I'm not going to get a chance to go. And so I may be going out there as a fan at some point, but it looks like I think everybody that might have watched a little bit of that game all over the country is going, man, we got to make sure we get that trip in once, either with our team or just a trip. And just think about it. You and I were talking early this morning, Woody. Zach's got the day off. How much fun is that? Like either a Friday night hockey game, Vegas got a nice little hockey team, or just forget the hockey. And how about go to the MGM and catch a UFC or a boxing event on a Saturday night, or just go to a bunch of shows, go to a great dinner, gamble, and then be able to go Sunday, the final part of the trip, watch some football. I mean, that's a heck of a weekend, man. A long weekend, I might add.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure there's a better trip in sports right now.
No, it's by itself. The LA
thing. Have the history of the other stadiums, I get, you know, that's fine, but this is on another level.
I got a bunch. Listen, I was telling you this morning, there's still a bunch I haven't done, and I still love my San Francisco ballpark for baseball. I just think the location and is really cool and all that stuff. But I still haven't been to Fenway. I've been outside of Fenway a few times, and I'm yet to see a game there. I still want to get that done. I was going to get it done while Dave Dombrowski was there, and I could freeload off Dave, and now he's gone. So, yeah, may have to pay to get in there. But then these new football stadiums. I do want to see the one in LA, but if I don't get out there to see that one, I'm okay, because gosh, man, that darn thing in Vegas just looked awesome. The history. I don't know if anybody saw, not to get away from the game last night. And of course, the Raiders did win that game, and Derek Carr had a nice game, 3 touchdown passes, and they looked really good. And they're 2-0, nice start for the Raiders and all that stuff. But so they had the tour last night going on as they're going around showing it. Man, that just to walk around. And so they did a combination of Raiders history, great moments with pictures of Dave Casper making the catch. And they got great tradition. Listen, Raiders have had some great, great years and stuff. And then they put the Vegas pictures in there of the great shows of the Vegas entertainment through the years. And I just thought, man, how cool is that to be able to walk around and see that gallery of stuff that they have put together? Just seems really, really cool, along with the football stuff. I just thought.
So we always talk about you going to the places down here, Joe, but have you, I mean, when you were playing, did you make it to Vegas a lot?
Yeah, I did, but not as much as, So I guess I went more with the NBC had a deal at the time with Comcast I believe, in many, many, many years ago. So I got to go to all those heavyweight fights, mostly Tyson, as part of our deal. And so I got to go out there. And so I ended up going to five or six fights, which was a long weekend because they wanted us there for the weigh-in and everything else and took care of us. So I got to go to spend a lot of time actually and stayed at the MGM. So that was a pretty fun time to do that. But honestly, it was kind of work. It was all MGM. Everything was kind of MGM without a lot of time off. But I liked it. Listen, I've enjoyed it and stuff, but everything they've had, look at that. They got two teams right now. They got a hockey and a football team. I got to believe they're going to have more, right? I mean, aren't they going to have an NBA team at some point?
That'd be awesome.
It just seems
it's the best place to go to see a game, Joe. Like, I mean, I assume they're going to have either betting windows in these stadiums or right, real close to them.
So
it's just kind of a cool experience, I would think.
Yeah. I can't imagine right now. We've always talked about a trip that you want to go on. I got my brother-in-law and his buddies do one trip every year, and I know they were going on the Vegas trip. And so the one trip every year, they're like, hey, man, you know, we've never been. They get together. What do you want to do? Hey, let's do Green Bay. We've never done it. Or, hey, let's go, you know, whatever it might be. But, man, it's hard to imagine right now in any sport that your number one place to get away for a long weekend, to leave on a Friday after work or leave early Friday morning and come back either on the late night flight Sunday night or a Monday morning flight. Vegas has got to be so far out in front for most people to do that trip with everything else. And by the way, I'm not just talking about a guy's trip. I think you get the wife and a girlfriend, wife or girlfriend, not both, to say, hey, I'm going on that trip. Oh, no. I got some ideas. You know, you can see your football game. But we're going to see. I mean, it's just so much to do, right? I mean, it's just, I'm with you, Woody. You were talking about your buddies. I go, yeah. My family and friends are saying the same thing, man. Really looking forward to that trip. And so it is going to be on that list. It's just going to have to wait. What a terrible
thing. All you got
to
do is add a UNLV to the Pac-12, Joe, and then you got everything there.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Just let them in. There's no qualifications needed to play in that conference.
Okay. Hey, listen, before you start taking, I don't know how the hell you get the Pac-12. Only you could find a way.
You don't want Power 5 football in that stadium, too?
No, don't need it. Don't need it. Just want to see the Pac-12 play football. Would have been nice.
Yeah, there you go. That's a start, right?
But SEC football is starting up. It's nice to see all the games for Sunday. Besides Florida State, Miami going to be the big Saturday night game. But all the other games that are going to be taking place are going to be really fun. We got a lot of stuff going on that we wanted to jump on here. I didn't have a chance to really comment, and I had no problem with it. I don't know about you, but LeBron James found out he was a runner-up, which I don't know how surprised he was. Giannis ends up being the MVP of the league. And by the way, if they'd have given it either way, I'm like, okay. I get it, especially watching the way Giannis went out, even though it's a regular season award. It doesn't have the playoffs as part of it.
Which they absolutely need to change.
I don't disagree. Do not disagree. But they don't have it that way, and they don't have it that way in any sport, by the way. But LeBron gets a runner-up, but he only received 16 of the 101 votes. And he was salty. He said, yeah, I'm pissed off. Which, how refreshing is it that he wasn't a fraud about it? Like he goes, yeah, I'm kind of pissed off. You're telling me I got 16 votes? I mean, I get it. You want to give it to Giannis. He's been a runner-up now as many times as he's won it, which, by the way, still tells you how good you are when you're the first or second guy every year for this award. But I just thought it was kind of refreshing. He said, I'm not going to let it bother me. I'm asleep well tonight. I'm okay. They're now up 2-0, by the way, on Denver. They get ready to play again tonight to catch up. And then the Miami Heat will play tomorrow night against Boston in game 4 What do you think of his response, Woody?
I love it, Joe, and he's right. I mean, that's the thing is that he's right. He deserves the MVP. Giannis, I mean, he's just not deserving of that award.
So,
not to mention, his team may have been better without him in the playoffs.
But it's not a playoff award.
I know. I completely get that, but again, I just don't think Giannis is deserving of that award because I don't think he's the most valuable player in the NBA, and I don't even think it's close.
Well, his numbers and his record of his team in the regular season, I mean, it's not like it's – they just – like, we got to give it to somebody but LeBron. I mean, you have to see that. Now, I totally agree. If we're going to throw in the playoffs and we start waiting, like, you want to really do the MVP? Unless a guy is just super dominant. Like, Lamar Jackson got knocked out in the first round of the playoffs, but he was one of the most clear-cut MVPs in the history – to me, of professional sports. Like, he was so far ahead of anybody else when they're going, well, who's going to win the MVP? Like, Lamar Jackson led the league in touchdown passes, and he was, like, fifth in rushing. You're going, no, I meant, like, fifth in, like, with the running backs, like 1,100 yards or 1,200, whatever he ended up with. So he was clear cut. Now, first game, he didn't look great. They lose to the Titans. But it was so clear cut. I don't think anybody said, oh, we should have waited. Lamar Jackson's not the best player. I mean, everybody's like, no, he's no matter what happens in these playoffs, if you're that dominant. But I don't think it's going to change, Woody. I know I've heard more than one person say, we got to put the playoffs in there and then look at the whole body of work to see if somebody dominates. And so from that standpoint, it's, I was just glad to see LeBron. I don't have a problem with him being pissed off. I think a lot of people, I don't know if a lot of people, you know, felt like AD was a big part of it. And he had a, listen, LeBron might have got hurt by playing with AD. It might have hurt him more than it helped him, right? Because AD's one of the best players in basketball. Matter of fact, we probably don't talk enough about how good AD is.
He's really good, and LeBron's about to have the last laugh anyway, Joe. They're going to win the NBA championship, I would think, at this point. I mean, I love the Heat. I love their story. I don't know that I see the Heat beating them in a seven-game series. It's going to be tough.
Well, you're looking ahead already, but let me just say
I am
this.
Putting them ahead, but I think LeBron gets the last laugh at the end of this thing, right? I know he doesn't get the MVP, but he does get the trophy.
But
which is where it looks like it's heading.
That's a great finals, by the way, if it does happen. But you're getting ahead of yourself. But the other part of this thing is, that thing should be 1-1 right now with Denver. That guy friggin', how often is he going to hit that shot? That big, tall, athletic 6'11 dude going to knock down that three with no time left on the clock. Come on, man. That's by far the biggest shot of his life to tie that thing up. Or they lose. They lose that game. We have a lot of other stuff to go. We're going to talk about transfer portal and veteran free agents and who's been the bigger winner early in the season, whether it's the Dolphins or the Canes. Oh, boy. Somebody hit the jackpot. Somebody's not sure right now on that one. That's a little shaky. We'll be back to talk more about that. Got a lot of stuff coming up in the show this morning that we'll jump on as well. As get ready for Florida State and Miami, Thursday night football, the Dolphins and the Jags, and of course tomorrow night, a big one going on with the Celtics and the Miami Heat. And by the way, the other one we haven't talked about, Marlins in a scrappy game last night with the Braves, end up losing 5-4 after scoring three runs real quickly last night, couldn't hold on to it, but that they're in a fight. And they're going to be in the playoffs here, man. Just a couple of games left. But right now, I want to tell you about my friends at Around the Clock Air Conditioning Company. Listen, I love talking about Around the Clock Air Conditioning Company because I know all those guys. I know how they work, and I know how hard they work, and I know how they're built on great service. That's why they have more than 100 trucks on the road every day. So when you call, you want somebody to come out quickly that knows what they're doing. And you're going, by the way, I may need a new air conditioning unit. This thing is old. They got them in stock, ready to go. Ream air conditioning units, ready to go right now, man, for you. I got two new ones over the last 2 months because I've been running them so hard, man. It's been hot. It's been humid. At some point, I think you realize you're going to have to call an air conditioning company, and you might as well go with somebody that's got 40-plus years, that stayed family-owned. Lenny, Big Daddy, we lost him. The handoff to Eric, who, by the way, is old school, there early in the morning working all day, along with Mike and Chippy and Brian and all the rest of them over there, they're around the clock to make sure you have your air conditioning problems taken care of at your home and your business real quickly. Trained and certified technicians, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Hey, listen, special financing, very competitive prices. And by the way, super safe as well. Mask and gloves when they come out. They carry UV lights and the new amazing air scrubbers longer than anybody else. So this summer, whether it's so hot, humid, you need a new air conditioning unit, or the one you have just needs to be repaired. Even duct cleaning, attic insulation, or just want to improve your indoor air quality, just remember the name Air Around the Clock. 1-800-741-1033. 1-800-741-1033. Hey, this guy named Joe Rose said to give you guys a call. He said you're really good. They are at Air Around the Clock. Okay, I get a little bit of that. But the veteran free agents got to play better. Like, it's great when you get paid. It's great when you get a fresh start. It's great when you're a part-time player on another really good team, and now you get to come, and you get to be the man, and you get paid to kind of be the man, and you don't play like it. That's where we talk about technique and coaching and new teammates, but at some point, those guys got to make impact plays, big plays that are just one-on-one plays, instinct plays, to look like, man, we made some good moves on veteran free agents. And so far, either because of injury and not playing or just not being productive. And that's been the story of the Miami Dolphins. Drafts too, but I look at the other thing is this was a year you had all that money to go with all those draft picks to really go out and get younger guys, so it wouldn't be about the injury or motivation. Guys getting paid to really want to get a fresh start and be part of this. And there just hasn't been a lot to talk about. Like, I keep waiting to see and by the way, I'm not even talking about a complete, great, dominant game. I'm just talking about a huge sack, big interception, just any of that kind of stuff. And it's plays have been made have been by guys here, the guys that were already here from last year. And we got to have more of the other in the next 14 games. We got to be talking about the other guys, the two defensive ends and a linebacker that moves around. We got to be talking about those guys. And once you get Byron Jones back, it's got to be about him covering. Tight coverage, batting the pass away on a huge third down situation. And of course, he's injured, which, you know, you were hoping and really looking forward to that matchup for the whole game that he was going to be on Stephon Diggs, and it didn't happen. So, meanwhile, the other thing that's been under criticism was Manny Diaz after the season going, oh, man, he's so worried about bringing in the transfer portal guys. They haven't done anything, and it helps because, I mean, they have to get those guys because of recruiting classes. So Manny has been sold on this transfer portal, been big on it since he took over as head coach and realized, till I get this recruiting thing where I want to get it, it's going to allow me to win games and be a better football team. It's got to be the right guys. So now he goes out and he gets in game two. First game doesn't count just because of who it was. But he goes out and he gets, through the transfer portal, his quarterback, his kicker, his best player on defense in the game, is actually two best players in the game, and his right tackle. So right off the bat, I didn't mention Roche. I was talking about Phillips. Five or six guys from that transfer portal that impacted that game in a big way. Like almost every snap, you were talking about one of those guys, led by the quarterback and the kicker. Some of the best kicking we've ever seen, especially on the road and Borgalis was fantastic.
That kicking would have been fine for Sunday, Joe.
The kicking.
I mean, well, it was no, really impressive.
He 57 and 48 on two of them. And, I mean, he splits the uprights. Although, I will tell you, the crazy part, we haven't had a chance to talk about it, because when you're losing football games and you're 0-2, the Dolphins punter and field goal kicker have been unbelievable. Perfect. I mean, punter is, by the way, nobody's kicking a team out of worse field position than he's doing every week.
Joe, these are NFL kickers. No, I mean, come on, man.
No, no, I'm just saying.
I appreciate the fact you're trying to put a little bit of positivity and some silver lining on the Dolphins' performances, but like that stuff's supposed to be that way in the NFL. You're not supposed to talk about that.
A lot of guys getting cut every week of kickers that aren't making kicks. Ask the poor Tennessee Titans as they rotated them. Anyway, it's good to see at the University of Miami level that the transfer portal, because there were some people out there getting on him, all these transfer portal guys, they're a joke, they're wrong, they haven't played any big-time football, and now they've been in the system for a while. Some it didn't happen overnight, by the way. Some had to come back. It took time, and they stayed. They didn't run, and we've had a couple of guys that just been jumping from school to school, which, by the way, the NCAA is going to have to change the rules on that. So the guys that just quit at every school and go on to another one's got to stop. It's like it's a joke. Like the quitters club. But these guys that he hit, if this thing has success this year, and it's only two games, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I just want to be the first to say it. If they have a big year, the story is going to be the transfer portal. Probably more so than any other school. We've seen a lot of the big schools get quarterbacks. We've seen them. We saw Joe Burrow switch, right? We've seen Ohio State quarterback switch from Georgia to Ohio State, and he's a big-time player. And so we've seen some of those. But this thing, and by the way, he is really, I mean, he's been sold on it, didn't have success with some of the guys that have come in. People are getting on him. Who's picking him? And then he gets these guys, this group, and it's been unbelievable. Even getting the right tackle late has been a real big old upgrade for the offensive line, big time. So just wanted to bring that up, because kind of when you're looking at Miami, we'll find out if it's real. But if it's going to be real this year, I think we've all learned it's going to be because of the transfer portal. The transfer portal was mentioned almost every play on offense and defense. All their key guys that we were talking about were from the transfer portal. Quarterback. Safety. Bolden was made some unbelievable plays in open field. Stop him from getting first downs. I think Phillips is going to be really good. I'm still waiting on Roche a little bit to see what he's going to look like. Finding out things have been a little bit more difficult maybe than he thought coming to the next level, although a lot of people think he's going to be a big-time player at the next level. But Phillips just looks NFL-ready, man. His quickness and way he runs around is pretty impressive. So anyway, I just wanted to make sure that when we're talking about all this stuff and just because the transfer portal took a pretty good hit there because – they didn't hit on some of the guys. Some of them came in. We thought we have our guy and Ohio State quarterbacks here. Oh, my gosh, we got a guy can play. And his accuracy, there's a chance your accuracy, Woody throwing the ball is better than his accuracy.
Well, he's officially gone, right? That's been a weird one. He's bounced around schools pretty good.
Well, he said he's taking care of some other issues and, you know, things pop up. And stuff, but look, nobody wants to come out and say it, but he, I've just been told by everybody, he just not accurate. It just wasn't there when he got his chances. The leadership was great, and being one of the guys and all that, but when you got down to just purely making throws, he just didn't have it. Just wasn't there. Then some of the other guys had the talent, wanted to hang out with the guys too much and forgot they were the quarterback. And so some of the immaturity stuff came out in that. And then you get this guy. This guy who showed I can run. And by the way, he didn't think I could throw in the first game. Made some real nice throws. And we'll see if he can keep all that stuff going. And again, it's only two games. I've seen this before. I'm with you. I saw Louisville and Florida State last year, and I saw what happened after. So I'm with you. But it's nice to at least get off to this start, man. It's nice to at least get off to this start knowing you can still get better on both sides of the football, man.
But, that's Joe, what was the big thing that really happened after that Louisville game last year and all those bad losses was the quarterback play just fell off an absolute cliff, right? And I don't see that happening with De'Aaron King. He seems very steady. And, again, I just think the difference with him being able to extend plays is such a huge difference at the college level. Miami hasn't had that in a quarterback in a long time. A guy who can just either be the option himself and run the football or just get outside the pocket and let his receivers try to make a play. I know the receivers haven't been great, but the difference having a guy like that at quarterback is just so dramatic. And I just don't see that part of the team falling off a cliff like it did last year.
Yep. I mean,
because Jaron was terrible. After that game where he set the record, he just, I don't know what happened, but he was terrible.
Those days, and I tried to ask Manny Diaz this yesterday, is like, so you guys get up for the big games or games that are hyped up, and I expect them not to be hyped, to be hyped up again this week against Florida State. I mean, you play in Florida State, and a lot of these guys know each other. They know the history of this game. So I'm not worried about that. But whenever you play somebody and everybody starts telling them, oh, man, you guys are good, you're this, that. This team used to listen to it more than, oh, you got FIU this week, you got Georgia Tech, no problem. And then you're losing games. Those are two losses. Like, it just seems to me Manny has made sure, and you know, to make sure those don't happen. Like, when you play Georgia Tech – or anybody else, if you don't know by the history of this program that anybody can beat you in the ACC if you're not ready to go, it's pretty obvious. Because everybody's beaten Miami over the last 5 or 6 years. At some point, almost every team in ACC is now officially, either on the road or here, beaten the Miami Hurricanes. So they just got to get up, man. They got to treat every game like Louisville and the way they're going to treat Florida State. I mean, that's got to be the same attitude when you come out and you're ready to go. Because nobody, I'm telling you right now, there's nobody afraid anymore of the U like it used to be, where they were up 10 when Warren Sapp stood over the top of you while you were stretching, and you looked and he had five guys with him, and they were all going to be first-round picks in 3 months. Those days are over. Oh, man, Warren Sapp just told me I ain't going to run for, like, right? Like, that was intimidating. When they came out and they were jawing you and said, you know, that's done. Those days are done. That streak where you come out and you go, look at that, guys. They've won 50 games in a row here at the Orange Bowl. Holy crap. Hey, look at all those championships they won the last few years. Those days are done, man. You got to go back and you got to play hard. You got talent. Now you got to put together every week. There's no more up 10 when you come out of the tunnel with the smoke. That's done. Hey, by the way, we got to go to break here, man. Got to get all caught up. We are fired up this morning. Coffee's good. Mrs. Rose made another pot. We're ready to roll this morning. Hollywood's headlines are coming up. We'll have a lot more coming up on the show this morning as well. Ron Rothstein's going to join us this morning. Jamie Eisenberg's going to join us. We're going to talk a little fantasy football. A lot of you are hurting out there, man. A lot of you are hurting right now trying to figure out what's going to happen with all the injuries that took place this past weekend, one of the worst in the history of the NFL. Anyway, right now I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Yeah, it's important. I have something that's very, very important. It's refinancing. I want you to please hurry and call Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Fixed rate mortgages are in the twos. You probably don't even know what your mortgage rate is right now, but look at it. Ask how much you can save by refinancing right now. Michael Kotze can answer real quickly. He can look at the numbers. get back to you. He's about great service. Always can get a hold of him. This is not going to a bank, man. This is not going to a bank 9 to 4. No, no, no. That's not the hours that Michael Kotze is 7 days a week. This is what he does for a living. Great service 7 days a week. You have a question about a mortgage. Maybe you want to buy for the first time. You've been living in an apartment and you realize that money is so cheap to get right now that it's time. Something you can afford to finally own, build up equity in your own home. All the things that are so good. There's one guy to go to, especially if you don't feel like dealing with the banks that want all the perfect people. Even if your credit score is taking a little bit of a hit. Listen, Michael Kotze's been in business since 1994. He's got a AAA rating with a Better Business Bureau, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 166254. Here's his number. I want you to call or text him today, this weekend, tomorrow, this morning, overnight, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. Going to get you great rates, going to get you approved, and can answer any question you have. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us this morning there, sir?
All right, Joe, I know you're a big fan of apologies, so we'll start it off with one of those. So Ellen DeGeneres, who's had a rough offseason here, I guess you could put it to say the least, she had some accusations thrown her way, Joe. You're familiar with that, right, with what she's going through there?
Yes, the wife watches that show almost every day. That's the big one to watch around here during this crazy times. Yes.
I know that you sneak in and watch it a little bit too. Ellen's fine, right? The show's pretty good.
She gives away a lot of money and like does a lot of nice stuff for people. And I guess that's not how she really is. Is that what you're getting ready to tell me? Like she's got a mean side to her or what?
So yeah, so she got some accusations during her show's off season here. And she came back, issued a 5-minute apology yesterday. Here's a snippet of what Ellen had to say.
Let's get to it. As you may have heard, this summer there were allegations of a toxic work environment at our show. And then there was an investigation. I learned that things happened here that never should have happened. I take that very seriously, and I want to say I am so sorry to the people who were affected. I know that I'm in a position of privilege and power, and I realize that with that comes responsibility, and I take responsibility for what happens at my show. This is the Ellen DeGeneres Show. I am Ellen DeGeneres. My name is there. My name is there. My name is on underwear. We have had a lot of conversations over the last few weeks about the show, our workplace, and what we want for the future. We have made the necessary changes, and today we are starting a new chapter. There were also articles in the press and on social media that said that I am not who I appear to be on TV because I became known as the Be Kind Lady. And here's how that happened. I started saying be kind to one another after a young man named Tyler Clemente took his own life after being bullied for being gay. I thought the world needed more kindness, and it was a reminder that we all needed that. And I think we need it more than ever right now. Being known as the Be Kind Lady is a tricky position to be in. So let me give you some advice out there. If anybody's thinking of changing their title or giving yourself a nickname, do not go with the Be Kind Lady. Don't do it. The truth is, I am that person that you see on TV. I am also a lot of other things. Sometimes I get sad. I get mad. I get anxious. I get frustrated. I get impatient. And I am working on all of that. I am a work in progress, and I am especially working on the impatience thing because, and it's not going well because it's not happening fast enough. I will tell you that.
I mean, that was pretty good, right? I mean,
but don't you expect like a really talented person like that to kind of be a little bit difficult to work with?
I think all those people that get super successful, yes, they get difficult to work with. They have less time for you. They put signs on their door and they tell people under them, please tell people not to come in here just to talk to me.
Steve Harvey.
That, yes. I just think they're all that way though. I think almost all of them change as they have more success.
You imagine that, but then you see like how nice they are in their show, and it's like, I guess it's disappointing when you find out the reality, but.
Yeah, but I mean, she came pretty clean, right?
She did.
I mean, I mean, if you don't like her, you don't like her, and if you, you know, that's the thing is
she's not nice to her producers. That's okay.
How do you know? You there?
I mean, Joe, I would imagine.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. Start. I guess her security guy was saying she's a bitch, and and her wife is very nice, and I don't know, dude. I don't know. Whatever.
All right, you want to move on?
I have no idea. Yeah.
All right. So Falcons fans are obviously upset, Joe, what's going on. When one Falcon fan took this a little bit too far, sending the team a letter announcing that he is done. In my 28th year of existence, I've decided to no longer embrace the suck. It's not me. It is absolutely and definitively you. And he sent that letter to the Falcons saying that he will no longer be a fan of the team. And can you blame anyone, Joe, at this point with the way the Falcons have just self-destructed ever since that that Super Bowl loss?
I just look at you. Do whatever you want. If you want to give it up, and by the way, that person will be back if they ever make a great run and they're going back to a Super Bowl and they looks like they're playing great. They're actually a very entertaining team to watch. And yes, they will break your heart. The thing that still gets me is the coach had to answer. I swear. Our players know the rules on the onside kick. It's like, what? Not, I swear, our special teams coaches and all our players, like, they should have known, like, when they're in the eighth grade or fifth grade. Like, you know the rules on the onside kick. Like, if you're on the receiving team on the onside kick, you can go, if it's moving real slow, you don't have to wait for it to go 10 yards. Go jump on it. And if it's going really hard, you could hit it out of bounds. You just know all that stuff. How did three guys stand there and take the stupid pill at the same time? By the way, it made the coaching staff look real bad.
All right, we go to Kansas City for this next one here. This is a fun story, Joe. Remember the girl who worked at the liquor store that broke the Patrick Mahomes contract signing?
That's right.
Yeah, so she tweeted out because a guy came into the store that worked for the Chiefs that she knew and bought 6 bottles of Dom Perignon champagne. And so she tweeted out that they were signing someone big and that it wasn't Chris Jones. It obviously ended up being Patrick Mahomes. She deleted the tweet. She was really nervous that the team was going to get upset about and that the guy was going to get in trouble, but it ended up being a really cool thing. And Adam Schefter played along and so did the Chiefs. And yesterday, Brett Veach, the GM of the Chiefs, sent her a Dom Perignon bottle signed by Patrick Mahomes and Chris Jones with a little handwritten letter attached to it. It was really, really cool.
So that's so cool. Instead of getting mad and somebody getting called in for something really harmless, that's really cool that a team has that kind of sense of humor. It's so nice to hear. And by the way, you had to re-sign those two guys because that defensive tackle is... I was just watching the other day again. He is, I think he's the second best defensive tackle, especially pass rusher defensive tackle in football. He's crazy good, crazy good.
Cool story yesterday in NASCAR. Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin are starting their own NASCAR team here, Joe. So Michael Jordan, who apparently has been a NASCAR fan ever since he was a kid, and he said his parents used to take him and his brothers to races. So MJ is starting a team, and Bubba Wallace is going to be the first driver for the MJ-Denny Hamlin team.
Wow. I was surprised at first to find out MJ was into NASCAR, and then I realized he grew up in North Carolina where racing is big. And so that's fun. That's a nice story, and MJ will – I think the sponsor problem will be taken care of real quickly if Michael Jordan's involved, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
I'm guessing some of his sponsors, at, like MJ, will be NASCAR fans. Big. We're going to see Nike all over his Nike product on that NASCAR?
I would think so, Joe.
Yeah, I am too, right
and
off
if you
bat.
If you like money, you put MJ's logo on there. You'll be do just fine. We keep it moving here, Joe. This was a funny story. Indianapolis Colts linebacker Darius Leonard. So the Colts won. He's going around and handing out some of his gear to the fans after the game. Decides to rip off one of his gloves and hands it to a kid. The problem was when he took off the glove, his wedding ring stuck to the inside of the glove, and he handed it to the kid. He didn't even realize that he had given away his wedding ring.
Wow.
So a family member of the kid actually posted on social media that they had the ring, and very nice. They were able to reunite the player and the ring. So the story ended up nicely there, Joe, but how about that? The ring kind of slid off with the glove.
Yeah, that's a crazy story. It's so funny. So I don't like wearing my wedding ring when I play sports. Never liked it. Never have liked. Some guys wear it and refuse to take it off, and I just not a. You wear your wedding ring all the time?
I do. And it's not because of what my wife forces me. I just wear it. I don't know.
Do you wear it like if you're playing basketball or something? Or
no, I'll take it off. Pool or sports or anything like that, I will take it off. Yeah.
All right. I'm just checking.
Last story for you here, Joe. We had another card go for a ridiculous amount of money here. This is the most expensive basketball card ever, $1.812 million. Did you see whose rookie card this was?
I did.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, right? Fresh off his MVP. Beats the LeBron James card, which sold in July for $1.8 million. Nothing near what Mike Trout's rookie card got, which was $3.93 million earlier this year. But how about Giannis, who has nothing in common as a player with LeBron James, the rookie card going for more money?
That is a crazy, crazy story. The amount of money that those three guys' cards are going for. Just crazy.
I was just thinking, Joe, I might start buying my kid packs of cards. I mean, just in hopes that one of those is in there.
I am too, and I promise they will. As soon as I get involved, the price will dip down to nothing. I swear to you, it'll be worth it.
Why? Because everything you touch turns to crap?
Everything I touch or invest in is just usually bad. I let the good folks at Merrill Lynch take care of all that money, because everything I try to think I'm smart, like I got to do this, has been a disaster. Hey, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up, man. A lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Ron Rothstein, former Heat head coach and Pistons head coach, longtime assistant in the NBA, now working with the Miami Heat, is going to join us. We'll talk about that big game tomorrow night. We got a lot of stuff going on this morning. We'll also get back to that. Come on, man. How many of you are ready to take that Vegas trip, huh? See that new stadium? And then get there early to enjoy everything else. My God, is there a better sports trip right now in this country than that Vegas trip during football season? Oh, boy. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.